There are about 16 months left before Wisconsin's next gubernatorial election. Republican Scott Walker is expected to run for a third term. But who will be his opponent? Observers have been wondering. And it now appears the race is beginning to heat up on the Democratic side. WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden about the jockeying happening right now.
It looked like in the spring and early summer as though the field of potential Democrats who might jump in was shrinking. A number of notable Democrats decided at that point they weren't going to run. That included people like former State Senator Tim Cullen, Congressional Representative Ron Kind, and others. But in the last few weeks, there's been really a lot of interest from a variety of candidates, some I think we would expect and some who are unexpected.
For you, who are the unexpecteds?
One is State Superintendent Tony Evers, who holds an unusual position as Superintendent of Public Instruction, has won statewide races, but has done so on a nonpartisan ballot, and just won re-election recently. So it was a surprise to hear of his interest. Another is Mike McCabe. McCabe was the director of something called the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and has been a sort of good government reform activist over the past few years, not really in partisan politics. And then the other is Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, who is a long-term fixture in Madison politics, has been mayor off and on for several decades, also holds a nonpartisan office, has been an outspoken critic of Scott Walker and has signaled he's thinking about it as well. Kathleen Vinehout has formed an exploratory committee to look into the possibility of running. There are some others whose names continue to be mentioned. District Attorney Susan Hopp, Representative Dana Walks from the Eau Claire area has been mentioned. Andy Gronick, who's a businessman in the Milwaukee area, his name comes up. He's been doing some polling to explore a campaign. This is not for certain the field that will emerge and run in the primary, but it's a long list of names who are thinking about it. And it's a range of, I think, traditional candidates and non-traditional candidates. Part of this, I think, is the Democratic Party trying to figure out what kind of person is going to be most successful challenging the governor, what messages work. They're looking back, I think, at the Clinton-Sanders nomination contest that happened at the presidential level and trying to mimic the best parts of that.
So what do you think a competitive Democratic primary could mean?
Well, I think the old conventional wisdom in the party was that a contested primary was a bad thing. And the Democrats have known that they will be facing a formidable opponent in Scott Walker. He is the incumbent. He has won statewide now three times. He's a very effective fundraiser, very effective at conveying his campaign message, and has a strong operation in the field around the state. So I think to combat that, they felt as though it was wise to winnow the field before the primary and have really one strong candidate who gets the endorsement of the party at that point and goes on into the general election with a message that's really aimed at the middle voter or the swing voter in the state throughout. But I think since the losses in those three elections, the Democrats have rethought that strategy. There's a feeling that a competitive primary might be a good thing. It might raise interest in the candidates. It might make them sharper on the campaign trail. And so I think that's part of why we see a bigger number of candidates' names being mentioned this time around.
Barry Burden is a political scientist at UW-Madison. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the 2018 gubernatorial election.